That was Tears from the Pillow by Gabrielle Wright. And our final entry in the 2014 Stage Fright competition is Forever Amber by Pete Barrett.
Good morning. Good morning. Excuse me.
What? What? Oh, you startled me, young miss, creeping up on me like that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
You must be young Miss Amber, what's come to work for the master as his secretary.
Yes, that's right. Is that Lord Wensleydale up there at the window?
Aye. That be him, young Master Clayton. He's a hard man, but fair. You know, he shot my dog last week. But it was his own fault. He should never have been on that lawn.
Does he always stand and stare like that?
Only for these last few months. It were different before then. I remember when this house were full of gaiety and laughter.
Don't they have parties anymore?
Not anymore, miss. That house ain't seen a party for a year gone. It ain't been the same since Miss Jessica died.
Who was Miss Jessica?
His fiancée. The light of his life, she were.
What happened to Miss Jessica?
He shot her.
Goodness! Did she go on the lawn too?
Oh! No. It were an accident. She were wandering through the long grass on her own. He mistook her for a deer. Lovely shot it was, mine. Got her right between the eyes.
How awful. He must have felt terrible.
Ah, he did that. He's never forgive himself.
But why does he stand and stare at the picture like that? It's so creepy.
Ah. Well, you see, the woman in that picture, that's her, Miss Jessica. Of course, there's worse upstairs.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing.
I should never have come here. I've made a terrible mistake.
No, miss. It's no good thinking like that. And don't you take no notice of what he says, my dear. He don't mean no harm, even if he is a complete bastard. He don't mean it to be. It's just his way. You just get yourself up to that house now, my dear, and don't you worry about a thing.
What's the matter with you, woman? Have you got some sort of disease?
No, I just didn't want to startle you.
I don't like weak women. She never had a day's illness. Strong as an ox she was.
My name's Amber.
Is it?
Amber Vertigris.
How splendid for you.
I came in. The door was open.
Well, it would be, wouldn't it? God, woman. Unless you have the ability to walk through woodwork.
I'm your secretary.
No, you're not. My secretary's an old woman. She's worked for me for 30 years. She's called Winnie or something like that.
She's retired. I'm your new secretary. The agency sent me.
Well, no one ever tells me anything. You're rather plain, aren't you? I specifically asked the agency for someone pretty.
Does it matter what I look like if I'm just to be your secretary? Anyway, I have been told I'm rather attractive.
Really? I find that hard to believe.
No, many people have complimented me.
Yes, well, that's not surprising. The world is full of lunatics these days. You're rather fat, too, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Still, it doesn't matter to me what you look like. It wouldn't interest me if you looked like a baboon. I don't care what anybody looks like anymore.
If that was the case, why did you ask the agency for someone pretty?
Who knows? To let a shaft of light into this dark place, I suppose. You think my life's easy, don't you?
No.
Just because I've got millions of pounds and I'm ridiculously handsome? Just because a person is virtually perfect doesn't necessarily make them happy, you know? Sometimes I wish I was dull and plain and ordinary, like you.
I don't think I'm dull.
Sometimes I wish I lived in some hovel in Hartlepool with whippets and pigeons, with just a fat, ugly woman servant to do the cooking.
I think you'd find that'd be your wife.
Really? My wife? I've never understood the working classes. Why do they bother?
To what?
Exist.
You don't seem to be very happy, Lord Wensleydale.
How perceptive of you. Yes. True. I've never been particularly happy. The truth is, everything I've ever cared for has been taken away from me. All that's left is this great empty house and money. What good is 100 million to anyone? I should give it all away.
I could have it.
No, 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 no. You just waste it on fripperies. You can't help it, of course. You're a woman.
You'll feel better one day. You're just mourning for the loss. It'll pass. Believe me, I know.
Is she ready yet?
Not now, Ruttocks. I've barely started.
Ready? What does he mean, ready?
Nothing. It's not important. Just get out, Ruttocks. Can't you see we're busy?
Yeah, be different when he wants something. I don't know. Tell that to young.
Anyway, that's enough about me. Tell me about yourself.
I...
Not that I'm interested, I'm just being polite.
I...
Your office is over there. I expect you here every day at 9, not a minute later if you value your job. Mrs. Hagg will explain your duties. Now, I will bid you a good day. I would say it was nice meeting you, but I can't bear exaggeration. Start on Monday.
Oh, Lord Wensleydale, you startled me.
What's this supposed to be?
It's your letter to the solicitor.
Poppycock! Look at it. It's a complete shambles.
But I...
I thought you knew how to type.
There weren't many mistakes.
Is this the best you can do?
But...
A two-year-old could do better.
But...
Oh, stop sputtering, woman. You sound like a moped.
But...
You think I'm being unfair, don't you? You think I'm being cruel.
Well, just a little bit.
You must try to forgive my abrupt ways. I don't mean to be like this. It's just when I see a woman, an attractive woman, the bitterness just seems to swell up and overwhelm me.
You said attractive.
Nonsense.
I do understand, you know.
No, you don't. How could you? You know, when I was a child, I only had one friend. My dog, Orca.
You had your parents?
Never saw them.
Never?
Oh, I glimpsed my father once in the West Wing, but he hid when he saw me coming. My mother used to spend all day in her bedroom with a West Indian fellow called Montgomery. She was never a well woman. You could hear her moans all over the house.
Poor woman. Poor you.
No, it was just me and Porker against the world. We were never apart. We played all day, all over the house, the fields, down by the river. And then it happened.
What?
The same thing that always happens to everything I love. Porker died.
Oh, no. How cruel. How did it happen?
I can hardly speak of it. My cousin, Paul, doctored his food with gunpowder. I don't know why, just his idea of fun, I suppose. He is from Billericay. One minute Porker was laying in front of the fire, and the next thing, bang, he went off like a firework. One moment, lying on the hearth, poor old boy, the next thing, flying across the room, straight out of the window.
Did you miss him?
Yes, I'm afraid so. He was moving so fast.
No, I mean, did you miss him when he was gone?
Oh, I see. Of course I missed him. But then, in a funny kind of way, he's still here with me. You see, I called Higgins.
Who's Higgins?
He's the family doctor. He's been with us for years.
But you said Porker was dead.
He was. I didn't want Higgins to make him better. I wanted him to bring him back. You see, as well as being a doctor, Higgins is an expert taxidermist. He finds stuffing animals helps him to relax.
Yes, I imagine it would.
Eventually, we found all the pieces. He did a wonderful job. You see, Porker... Well, you see Porker standing there in the bedroom, and you almost expect him to bark. Of course, it's not the real thing. I mean, where's the fun in tossing a stick and fetching it yourself? Still, that's the story of my life, isn't it? Wealth, loneliness, disappointment.
But what about Jessica?
Don't you ever mention that name. I never want to hear it again. Do you understand me? Never!
I'm sorry.
Jessica! Oh, Jessica! She was everything a man could wish for. Beautiful, slim, obedient, slightly dense. Not hard like women are these days. I loved Jessica.
More than Porker?
Yes, even more than Porker. But I knew it couldn't last.
How did she die?
She threw herself out of the West Tower.
Suicide?
No. She was bungee jumping. I told her that our washing line wasn't strong enough. But she was impetuous. I knew all along she'd be taken from me one way or the other.
I thought Ruttock said you shot her in the woods.
Did he? Oh, yes. I'm getting her mixed up with Pamela. There have been so many.
So many?
So many tears, I mean. So many tears. Anyway, with Jessica gone, I knew I had to pick up that telephone and call Higgins.
You don't mean...
I do.
But you couldn't.
I did. I had to.
It's horrible.
What choice did I have?
But it's wrong. It's immoral. It's unhygienic.
Perhaps it was, but don't you see? I couldn't let them take her away. I needed her here with me in the bedroom, next to Porker. And Pamela. Stuffed.
But Ruttock said there was a funeral. You put flowers on her grave.
There was a grave, but her body wasn't in it. I weighted the coffin with my mother's collection of unusual Japanese wickerwork armadillos. There's not much call for them since the war. Still, enough of all that. I'm sorry about the letter. It was a perfectly good letter. I apologize for my bad manners. It's just the pain of loss. It drives us all mad in the end.
It really doesn't matter about the letter.
Good. Now I must get on. There's some nice furry animals in the lower field, and I'm going to kill them. Will you excuse me?
You want me to order some more sawdust?
Sawdust? What on earth are you talking about, Watux? The man's mad.
The sawdust for the stuffing. You'll need another sack if she gets much fatter.
Yes. Not yet. I'll tell you in good time.
Well, I can't keep coming in and out of here at my age. Them bags of sawdust don't carry themselves, you know. And what with my hernia and everything.
Oh, look. The blossom on the trees is out. Can it really have been 6 months already since I arrived?
6 months to the day.
Oh, Lord Wensleydale, I didn't know you were in here.
I've noticed you talk to yourself sometimes. There's no history of mental illness in your family, is there?
No, it's just being here stuck on my own all day.
Good, good. Then you must call me Clayton. You know, I don't know what I should have done without you here to talk to these last few months.
It's all so sad, your life. When I first came here, I must admit, I was feeling rather sorry for myself. But now you've told me all these things that have happened to you, I've realized I haven't known real unhappiness at all.
I can talk to you. You don't keep interrupting like other women. All they seem to think about is themselves.
I...
Well, that's enough about you. No, no. Don't say anything. Do you know, when the light catches your face like that, you're not as ugly as I thought. In fact, you're really quite beautiful. And you're not hugely fat either. Well, no more than a stone overweight at most. Amber?
Clayton?
Would you object if I kissed you?
Oh, Lord Wensleydale. Clayton, you mustn't.
I'm afraid I must.
Oh, yes. Please, please, it's too soon. I'm not ready for this.
There's something about you. Something different. I feel safe with you. I can talk to you. You're not a complete idiot like most of the women I've known. I find that attractive in a woman. I feel as if I've known you all my life.
Oh, you mustn't say these things. I'm just your secretary. We barely know each other.
You know that's not true. We do know each other. We know each other perfectly. Oh, what is it about you? What is it about your face?
Oh, Clayton, I think I'm going to faint.
Faint? You haven't got a disability, have you? Nothing hereditary, is it?
No, it's just all this. It's too much.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
My life hasn't been like yours, but I have known unhappiness. His name was Frank. He came from Halifax. We had a wonderful summer together. But then, he had to go back to the trenches.
Ah, yes, the Great War.
No, he used to dig trenches. He hated it. I remember the day I waved him goodbye.
Yes. Well, never mind about that. That's in the past. We have to think about us. About what happens to us now. I think we might have a future together.
Every time you speak, my heart beats so... It feels like it's going to burst out of my chest.
I can't see anything moving.
It's not an illness, Clayton. It's you. I'm falling in love with you.
But I'm cold, arrogant, distant. I don't believe I'm capable of love anymore.
I could teach you. I could help you forget.
No. I'll never forget her. What was her name again?
Jessica.
Jessica, that's the one. I'll never forget Jessica.
You don't have to. She's here, remember? Upstairs. And so is Porker. And Pamela. We can all be together.
And the others.
Others? What others?
This is so wonderful. It's a miracle. We must have a party. Yes, a party. We'll open the house. Pull off the dust sheets. We'll fill the place with people and dancing and laughter and champagne. Angela!
It's Amber.
It doesn't matter, whatever your name is. I love you. I love you in a way that no one has ever been loved before.
But this is so sudden. I can hardly believe this is happening. I'm not a virgin, you know, but I'm prepared to learn.
Wait.
What's the matter?
I just thought of something. Something terrible.
What? What is it?
I can't love you, Angela.
Amber.
Amber. Not now. Not ever.
Why not?
Because they'll take you away. They always do. You'll die just like all the other things I've ever loved. Torn from my arms and dragged into the darkness. I am cursed.
Don't be silly, darling. That's just superstition. Nothing's going to take me away. We're going to be together forever.
Look. I know I'm silly. I know I'm being a fool, but just in case something should happen, would you mind terribly if Higgins came round just to make a few measurements?
He could do both of us, darling. And then whatever happens, we really will be together forever.
How clever you are, darling. Clever and beautiful. Now I must get on. There's so much to arrange. The church, the wedding, the sawdust.
Clayton?
Yes?
There's just one thing.
What? What is it, my dear? I'd do anything for you.
The picture.
What picture?
That picture of Jessica.
Oh, that old thing. I'll get rid of it. It can go to auction. I can't see what I saw it in the first place. Watterks! Watterks, come here!
Yeah, of course, when he wants something, it's something different.
Watterks, I want you to take this picture
and... He never wants to see it again. I know. I thought he was never going to get round to it this time.
You can put it in the old barn behind...
Yeah, behind the Bentley. I knows. I'm not daft. I'll get the ladder. Should have brought it with me in the first place. You've got one of her yet?
You mean paint a picture of Amber and hang it up there? Oh, what a splendid idea, Watterks. We'll do it. I'll commission a portrait tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't be up and down all with all these portraits at my age. He wants to stop having all these women.
Do you know, darling, it's almost as if Watterks knew all this was going to happen. Isn't that uncanny?
This whole day is uncanny, sweetness. Uncanny and beautiful. Come on, darling. I'll show you round the house. I've got this superb oak stand. It would be just perfect for you. I only hope you don't trip over and fall on the stairs. They can be very slippery when Watterks has just washed them.
Oh, yes, yes, Clayton. Everything is perfect now. We'll be together forever, my love. Not even death shall part us.
That was Forever Amber by Pete Barrett. A big round of applause for our stage fright actors. Kerry Gifford, Sarah Whitehouse, Fizz Marcus, Greg Page and Ben Whitehead. Also to the wonderful tech team, Gareth Brown and Malcolm Thorpe.